Hello, this is the first part of Unit 1, Migration to an Electronic Health Record System. We will be discussing the electronic health record life cycle, which includes user needs assessment, prototype development, and system selection. How to begin migration to an EHR. Develop a strategic plan including the migration to an EHR. Review the mission and vision of the organization. Make modifications, if necessary, that will move the organization towards a quality EHR to improve patient care. Develop goals that are reasonable, measurable, and tactical, which are describing the planned migration to the electronic health record, an effective needs assessment phase, a strong migration steering committee that is inclusive of user needs, and understanding that this is an ongoing process, and developing a timeline for choosing and implementing an electronic health record, as well as assuring the organization has the financial and human resources to plan, select, implement, and maintain an EHR. User needs assessment. This refers to the process of identifying the system technology and software that is needed to advance to an EHR. Each organization will need to determine what the needs are for an EHR. Some organizations will have components of an EHR, while others will be starting at ground zero. To receive federal funding, though, certain components will be mandatory to each system. See the Meaningful Use unit for more information on this. In this unit, we will focus on the basic principles guiding migration to an electronic health record. User needs assessment tools. A needs assessment is a part of a basic management tool set which will be effective in the decision-making process of migration to an EHR. Many tools are available from the state quality improvement organization, regional extension centers, consultants, and vendors. An example of a toolkit which includes needs assessment is from the Stratus Health, the QIA for Minnesota. You can find this at https://www.stratushealth.org/exprtis/healthit/clinics/clinictoolkit.html. It is the intention of this unit to acknowledge that there are assessment tools available from many sources. An individual organization will need to find a tool that best suits their facility. Prototype development. Each organization will need to evaluate their specific needs to migrate to an EHR. Remember, each organization is unique. Some organizations have basic electronic functions such as billing and coding, scheduling, and no clinical documentation. The patient progress notes, lab results. In other words, it is a paper medical record. Some organizations will have hybrid EHRs with some scanned documents and some electronic systems, for instance, pharmacy, lab results, radiology results. Some organizations will be completely electronic with online documentation systems for all providers, online order entry systems, and integrated lab, radiology, etc. systems. These are referred to as paperless. Start where you are. Organizations will vary with the type of technology and software. There are organizations with no electronic systems, and they will be starting at ground zero in the migration to an EHR. Others may have legacy systems, computerized systems that were developed by the organization staff over a period of years. Then there are organizations that have legacy systems with some vendor solutions, systems that have added on components with the legacy systems, no or some interoperability. Other organizations have one vendor with many integrated systems, vendor systems used to develop computerized and/or electronic systems. System selection. The development of ongoing systems towards a migration to an EHR includes decision-making about potential new systems. Developing a project team to make decisions for the organization is critical to success, involves careful selection of team members, and needs leadership. Migration project team. Migrating to an EHR needs leadership. Adler says, study after study on EHR implementation reports the same thing. People are key, and leadership is one of the biggest issues. An EHR project needs three kinds of leaders: a physician champion, or two or three, a CEO, and a skilled project manager. The project needs someone with information management skills. This may be the champion of the project, an information technology professional in the organization, a vendor or consultant, or a combination of team members who are interested in migration. Choosing the migration team. Developing a team for the migration project includes finding clinical and non-clinical champions, those that will encourage others in the organization to move towards an electronic environment. Included all clinical and ancillary areas affected by the change is essential to understanding everyone's needs. The medical record has always been a communication tool for the healthcare team, but not all practitioners understand one another's data needs or roles. Many end users of the documentation collected need to be a part of the project team as well. The team should be made up of a change agents, those that see the need to move forward and are willing to deliver on the goals and objectives of the strategic plan for an EHR. This may include those that will be developing the organization's change management program as well. Initially, in-house information technology specialists should be involved in the team's work. After a vendor is selected, it is common to include a vendor consultant to the team as well. Including workflow analysts on the team will provide the team with insightful information about the processes for changing work environments. Planning for an EHR is not just about the software and hardware. It is about the flow of information and those using the systems. When we refer to users of the system, this includes clinicians and non-clinicians and everyone's workflow. Responsibilities of the team. First, the team should conduct a needs assessment that will determine what type of system is needed to fulfill the needs of the users of the EHR. Next, develop and or support efforts for the request for information and the request for proposals. When writing the RFP, develop criteria for selection of a system. Remember to only include vendors that meet ONC criteria for a certified EHR. Remember to develop additional criteria that will support the needs of the organization. The project team must spend enough time reviewing the needs analysis, discussing pros and cons of doing a big bang approach or a more system-by-system implementation. Doing some preliminary workflow analysis of a few areas may help to determine the readiness of the users and the environment. Before making a decision about a particular vendor, it is important to have adequate demonstrations of the system with all stakeholders. It is best to visit other sites that have used the system to see it in action. Ongoing training prior to, during, and after implementation is very important to the success of the implementation. Although the project team may delegate some of the work that needs to be done, the team needs to keep very involved in the process so that when a decision needs to be made about the system selection, they will be able to do so with confidence. What is a request for information? Later in this unit, we will discuss in more depth the use of requests for information and requests for proposals. To begin with, though, some basic information may be helpful. A request for information, an RFI, is a tool to ask vendors about their products. In an EHR, it is important to find vendors who are certified by the Office of the National Coordinator. See meaningful use. The person or persons that manage the electronic systems at an organization use the RFI to keep abreast of current vendors and their products and how they could meet the organization's needs. What is a request for proposal? A request for a proposal, or an RFP, is an open request to vendors for specific answers to the needs of an organization. Remember, each organization is unique. Some organizations have basic electronic functions such as billing and coding, scheduling. Some organizations will have hybrid EHRs with some scanned documents and some electronic systems like pharmacy, lab results, radiology results. Some organizations will be completing electronic with online documentation systems for all providers, online order entry systems, and integrated lab, radiology, etc. Developing the RFP. Criteria for an RFP will include many different items. The list included in this slide is not inclusive of all the criteria. The project team will develop a list of criteria and a rating scale to help with the process of decision making. An RFP alone is not the decision making factor. The project team will want to have vendor demonstrations of products, in-depth discussions of cost benefit of the product. But the RFP is an important step in this process. In your assignment for this unit, you will be given several RFPs from healthcare to review, or you may seek out an RFP on the internet or within an organization you work with. This will give you an exposure to the depth of an RFP. Later in the unit, you will continue your study of an RFP in greater detail. RFPs, legal documents to the migration process. An RFP answers the questions of how a vendor will meet the organization's system needs. It should include a summary of costs for new and or upgrading hardware and software, including interface and system software, training during pre-implementation, during implementation, and post-training. It should also address support of project from beginning to post-implementation. It needs to state the implementation methodology and post-implementation assessment tools. Since the RFP eventually leads to a legal contract, it is an especially important document to the organization and to the vendor. This ends the first part of Unit 1, Migration to an EHR.